Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Judy Singer is a medical manager and advanced life support responder at Hatzolah Medical Rescue. He joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. So a big day, actually, isn't it?
Today's an incredible day. We are very fortunate that they've finally opened this up, and I think we look forward to some good things.
So have you had a lot of bookings at your vaccination sites already?
Yeah, our booking is actually full for today, which is fantastic. When we opened this up and we saw the notification come out, we saw that we were almost booked up immediately, which was fantastic. We are, however, still open for walk-ins, and people do not have to book, but those who choose to book will obviously be, can I say the word, expedited or accommodated for a specific time if they had a specific time to enter. But one is certainly available to come through and obviously line up as they can.
So I just wanted to be clear on that. If somebody has booked, I mean, because I've driven past there a number of times, and sometimes the lines that are people are waiting in line outside downstairs. If you've booked, do you wait in the same line?
No, we have two separate lines. We have a line that accommodates people that want to just arrive whenever time they have available.
Right.
And then we have another time where people specifically request to come at lunchtime, or they finish work at 2 o'clock today and they want to book for 2:30, something like that. We will then accommodate them for whatever time they book specifically. So we have a team of people that are ready and waiting. They have pre-filled in material and information, and they bypass the waiting area.
Right.
And go immediately through to the vaccine, get the vaccine, and go to the post-vaccine waiting recovery area.
I'm getting a few messages from people saying they've been having some issues on the registering on the EVDS system. If somebody is over this, falls within this age category, they can bring some form of ID, I imagine, maybe a birth certificate or whatever it would be. Can they come to the site with identification and get assistance there in registering?
Yes, absolutely. So, look, we don't work with EVDS specifically. We don't know how their system works. I've heard reports that they're only opening up at 8 a.m., but look, as soon as people are able to register, they must do so. Nonetheless, those who aren't able to must still come to our site, and we will hopefully receive some information soon, I hope, in order to accommodate this problem. But people must still come through, and they can register at Hatzolah. People are there waiting to help and set up people for their vaccine.
And what should they bring? What should they bring with them? Maybe a passport?
The only thing that's required is a form of identification. So passport, ID, a birth certificate, an asylum seeker paper, something like that is the only requirement that we have. However, for people that are younger than 18, it's not a requirement for one to have parental consent, according to the according to the law and according to the ethics guidelines that have been received. However, we still want parents to be involved in this decision, and we want parents to be able to encourage students and their children to be vaccinated. So we would like parents to accommodate and accompany their children to come through, make sure that they feel comfortable and safe, and that they understand that the good thing, as opposed to one being forced into vaccination. And a lot of people are scared of needles, scared of, what may be. And if the parents are there to help make them comfortable, that's something that can really make it a different experience for them.
I'm assuming one parent is probably enough just to accompany
the
child.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And if a parent isn't able to do so, would you want a letter of consent?
So we actually have a form that we've put together. It's not necessarily what the government has put up. We have put out a letter of consent that we would like people to complete in order to be vaccinated if they're not accompanied by a parent. But we are expecting for most people to be brought with a responsible person.
Well, certainly the younger kids. I think once you get to the 17-year-olds, that's where there might be this,
absolutely,
you know, this. Some might come with parents, some might not want to. But the younger kids, I can't imagine that anyone wouldn't accompany their child through this process. But and so in other words, if somebody isn't able to do that, then there is a letter that you have put together in terms of consent.
Correct. We have a form. And we also have an ethics committee that we've had since the beginning of the vaccination process. We have an ethics committee. And any challenging situations that we may face, you know, for example, the 17-year-old arrives and doesn't have any, you know, family or support that's available, we'll then, as an ethics team, make a decision, we'll discuss the matter, and we'll then come up with a working solution.
Right. And how does somebody find this form ahead of time?
It's going to be ahead of time. We're going to unfortunately have to supply them with a form. We will give it to them at the vaccine site, and we will then have them consent. We'll have their parent or a responsible person consent. And look, we're expecting most people to come with with an adult or with someone to
accompany them. I would imagine.
So we're not foreseeing that there are going to be many people arriving. However, people may arrive as a group of three or four friends coming through, which is very exciting, and we want people to get involved and make this something really memorable and special. So we look forward to those kind of say challenges.
Yeah, and I think that's an amazing way of looking at it. Instead of seeing it as, oh, I've got to go and get my vaccine, I think this is something worth celebrating. It really is the most privileged situation we could hope to be in, that we get the opportunity to make our kids safe. I just think it is tremendous. Tell me about the Hatzolah initiative to vaccinate kids at school. I got a notification from our daughter's school yesterday to say that on Friday that her particular school is going to be vaccinated. Hatzolah will be there. Was that a difficult process? Was that a difficult initiative to get permission to do this?
Not really, actually. We, the day they sent off communication saying that they were going to be opening up for, you know, people under the age of 18, you know, obviously people were very excited and people wanted to get involved. We, on that day, sent off communication to all the community schools in our area. And, you know, we made contact with various, principals or deans of schools. And we gave them some information that was reliable and truthful rather than, you know, speculated by what people were saying. We asked them to please engage with their board and their parents and find out what they would like for us to do. And we advised them we're going to be booking them as soon as it opens up. Since then, there was a notification that they are opening up today, and we've already engaged with the schools. Some schools have already booked, and people are very excited. We're going to be coming through to schools. We've got a team of people who, you know, have been doing this for some time and have quite good experience, both nursing and administrative staff. And we're going to make this as streamlined, as smooth as possible. But we're also going to make this fun and exciting. So we've made special selfie boards, and we're going to do photo booths. And we're hoping that the schools will get involved in terms of music and, you know, giving them, you know, you know, things to make it an exciting and memorable day, as you said. In terms of the actual process, look, most people or vaccine sites do not have the opportunity to do so. We are in a very fortunate position. We requested the type of a permission to do vaccinations was not only for the vaccine site itself, but we actually registered a mobile vaccine site so we can transport the vaccines. We have special coolers and monitoring processes for our vaccines, because the temperature has to be very, very, very carefully monitored. And we have a license to transport the vaccines, and we have a license to do vaccines at, can I say the word, outreach sites or off-site vaccination. So there are not many vaccine sites that can do so. So we're in a fortunate position that we can go to schools, we can go to, you know, old age homes, we can go to people which are bedbound, those kind of situations that we've been doing for some time. And the schools are now just a different approach. So in terms of challenge, not so much. Our challenge is that we need people to sign up and book up.
Absolutely. Are you, do you require consent there as well from parents, I would imagine? Look, or the schools would do that?
Yeah, look, we don't require consent officially. You know, one at the age of 12 is permitted to make their own choice. But we don't want to be having parents and children having fights about these kind of things. We don't want children doing things because it's the current cool factor as opposed to...
I would go with that. I would definitely make it the cool thing to do.
Oh, I'm not saying...
I'm not above that sort of thing.
Look,
peer pressure has been used in the negative for years. Let's use it for something positive.
Yeah. What I'm trying to get at is that we don't want it to be done because it's the flavor. We want it done because they understand that this is something safe and positive, and we want the parents to understand that this is a safe and positive thing, and they must have these discussions with their children that this is something they should do, and the student shouldn't be doing it because their friend is doing it. They should do it because they understand that this is something safe and positive and healthy to do. So we do want vaccines to be done, and we do want the parents to consent. Just because we want the parents on board, we want that, if a student or a child at the age of 15 does go get vaccinated, we want their family and parents and the school is on board. We want people to do this healthily and, well communicated amongst their peers and parents. So we do require consent from the school and the parents, and we've sent out a communication to the schools, and they have obviously sent it out to their parents. They've completed the consent form, and we've actually, part of our administrative process, we're just making sure that people have consented for the children. And it's not a difficult process. It's the form that we've created with the school, and it's just about getting, the parents to buy into the process properly.